Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
And now it's time for a special 670 The Score April Fool's Day presentation. Score breaking news bloopers. We'll take a look back at some of the biggest sports stories in Score history that never happened. Free agency, trades, the draft, and more. Here's your host of Score Breaking News Bloopers from the Spiegel & Holmes Show, Chris Tannehill.
Welcome to a very special April Fool's Day presentation here on 670 The Score. I am Chris Tannehill of the Spiegel & Holmes Show. Catch us every weekday, 2 to 6, here on 670 The Score. And we're going to try something a little different here this evening. I've got beside me here Mitch Rosen, the VP of 670 The Score and the BetMGM Network, and Russ Matera. He is the Imaging Director here at 670 The Score, along with WBBM News Radio 780 and the BetMGM Network. Guys, how you doing today?
Doing great, Tanny. It's great to be here. Russ, you and Tanny are really the brains behind the Score production, creativity, everything. So I'm just along for the ride, and it's a privilege to be sitting next to you.
Well, I'm thinking back to the first time I was ever asked to be on the air in a live situation. And it was on Murph's show, and I had just gotten back from going to see Ernie Banks at his high rise, and they wanted me to record him for a commercial, and he kept asking me if he could keep my recorder. And he's like, you're like, well, that thing is really helpful. Can I take that? I'd like that for my car. And for taking notes. And I'm like, well, it's not mine, Mr. Banks. I need to... I need to take it back to the station. He's like, can I have it? So I told that story, and Murph had said, could you go on the air with that? That's good stuff.
Oh, that's great.
So let's talk about what we're doing here today. So Mitch had the idea of going through all these bumps that we've had over the years. And Mitch, explain to our audience what a bump is and why they're important to our listening audience.
Sure. It's like a promotional announcement, like a promo. So bumps, when I got here 20 years ago, Russ and I met. And Russ said, hey, your predecessor, I didn't talk to him for 8 months. I just did my own thing. And I felt the station needed more imaging. And what imaging is, kind of the sound of the radio station. Russ's voice, and you bring in an outside kind of big voice. So bumps are going into a commercial break, you hear a bump, and it's promote. It could be promoting a show. It could be promoting, you know, meet Tanny at a bar, you know, with a certain beer company. It could be anything. So we identified it as a bump. That's what a bump is, a short promotional announcement. Right, Russ?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
What we decided to do today is go through, being an April Fool's Day and all, going through some of the bumps, some of the produced things that we had ready to go. Free agent signings, firings, hirings, head coaches for all the teams in town. Go through some of these bumps that never actually hit the air. Now, you may have heard some of them in jest as we play them, you know, and we'll talk about the history of playing production that never aired, you know, as part of a radio bit. But I think it's kind of appropriate that we're taking the listeners through all this stuff on April Fool's Day. And April Fool's Day in radio used to be kind of a special day. And Mitch, you just celebrated 20 years here at the Score. But, you know, for those who are for our younger listening audience members, you know, the April Fool's Day on radio used to be quite a big deal, yes?
Yeah, you know, XRT, I think of a lot of stations around the country, really had some creative ones throughout the years. I think at one point they said, hey, we're going to start charging to listen, I think, at one point.
Yeah.
So make sure you get your free listening in now. Obviously, it was April Fool's. There was a famous Score one with Mike North, right? Ken Griffey Jr. was being traded.
Yes.
Was a junior at the time being traded
to
the White Sox? That was April Fool's. And then, you know, stations around the country, there were some illegal ones that scared the public. So now we're kind of, you know, we get the email 6 months before April 1st from legal that I send out, be careful, April Fool's Day, don't do anything stupid. But what we're going to do today is just, we get ahead on things. And I know, Tanny, you'll explain it, like, we're always ahead on things. So go ahead.
So it's funny you mentioned that. Mm-hmm. I remember when you guys brought in the CBS corporate lawyer who defended CBS radio in the Opie and Anthony radio bits, where they said that the mayor of Boston had died in a car accident.
Oh,
and I think
God.
That was the end of the April Fool's bits on the radio.
Yeah.
So let's talk about these bumps, and let's talk about some of the parties involved here, the big voice guys of the Score over the years. Like, I've got three examples of who we have now. Rick Party, of course, the big voice guy we have now. And we call big voice because these are guys that work usually remote. You hear Russ's voice on the station a lot, but these are the guys that we have on standby for these big breaking news events. So let's hear Rick Party, who is our current big voice guy.
Breaking White Sox news. Tony La Russa decides to step down as White Sox manager.
So that's Rick Party. That's who you hear currently on the Score. We hired him a couple years ago, right, Mitch?
Yeah. Rick worked for many years in the market. I think it was WBMX or GCI as a jock. He now has a huge production company. I think he's on PTI or ESPN Television Network. Yeah, great
based
voice.
Based out of Atlanta now, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Radio Hall of Famer, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we have the great Paul Turner.
Joe O, live from Springfield, and Rick Camp in studio.
And Paul is one of my favorites because this is kind of where a lot of this started when Paul was doing our imaging, because you talk about the biggest of big voices, just like that booming voice. Russ, what can you tell us about Paul? He's another one of these guys that kind of works at an isolated, undisclosed location,
yeah,
right?
I think he moved to Florida at some point, and him and his family were down in Florida, and that's it. He just worked out of his house and did recordings for us, and you know, was fantastic. And you know, you get the stuff instantly when you need it. And yeah, he was a great guy to work with.
And lastly, Jonathan Cook. Now, you may recognize this voice because Mitch brought him back into the fold last year ahead of Cubs season. Here's a sample of Jonathan Cook's voice.
The 2024 Chicago Cubs, a promising new season with lofty expectations, begins Thursday in Texas, and you have to hear it right here on your home of the Cubs, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Now, you may recognize that voice from a lot of movie trailers, right, Mitch?
Yeah, so real quick, Jonathan Cook, nicknamed the original Thunderballs. I worked with him at The Loop many years ago, and he was like a late-night jock, and we became friendly. When I came to the Score, he was doing radio stations, and then he exploded. He lives in L.A., and like Tanny said, he does movie trailer, you know, Marvel comic, you know, coming in. and makes a lot of money.
Local guy, right?
Yeah, Rogers Park. I think he grew up in Rogers Park. Yeah, Tanny. He might have been a schoolmate of yours. Yeah. I said to Russ, hey, let's take a shot at Jonathan for the heck of it, you know, and see how much it would be, maybe Cubs tickets. Yeah. And so we reached out. He said, no, I'd love to do it for you guys. And it just the dramatic sound behind it was incredible.
Yeah, yeah. All you got to do is put some kind of funky orchestral music behind him and you've got a promo.
Right, yeah.
All right, so now that you know all the voices involved here, let's talk about this. We are in baseball season here, and one of the big things that kind of break up the monotony of a baseball season, kind of inject some life and some excitement into a season, are no-hitters and perfect games. I've been lucky enough to be a part of one Mark Burley perfect game, one Phillip Umber perfect game, and they're really a great way to sort of, like, you know, have people excited about a Tuesday game in April. And this sort of thing happened relatively recently here. This was 2023. Russ, do you remember Drew Smyly, April 21st, 2023?
Yeah. Did we have those in the can ready? I don't even remember.
We tried to
have them already.
So we did have it, and I remember this day especially because this is the last guy you would think to go no-hitter, and it was a Friday 120, typical nondescript Friday Cubs home game, and here's Drew Smyly taking a perfect game, I think, into the sixth or seventh inning, and of course, we were ready.
Breaking Cubs news. Drew Smyly has just pitched a no-hitter. Keep it here for the details of this historic Chicago sports moment.
And I remember Russ, like, getting ready to leave. He had his backpack with him, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah. Russ, hang on.
Even though, I do remember
what
that.
What about the train?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to miss my train. It's all right.
I think we learned our lesson. I forgot who it was, but there was like a no-hitter going into the sixth or seventh, some obscure Cubs or Sox player. And then, Russ, didn't we get ahead of it? And I said, let's just, at the beginning of the season, let's do all the starters for White Sox and Cubs pitchers pitching a no-hitter.
Perfect segue, because we are ready. I'm not going to play all of them, but just I'll play some of the obscure ones that we have ready for this season.
Breaking Cubs news. Colin Ray has just pitched a no-hitter. Keep it here for details of this historic Chicago sports moment on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
So we're ready on the north side for no-hitters and perfect games. So we have perfect game no-hitter ready for pretty much everyone in the starting rotation for both teams, including on the south side.
Breaking White Sox news. Martin Perez has just pitched a no-hitter. Keep it here for details of this historic Chicago sports moment on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
I do have to say, though, Russ, the White Sox opening day starter. Anyone here want to take a crack? Do we know who it is yet? It's Sean Burke. And I don't know if we have that one in
Russ,
our library.
Write it down.
Sean Burke was a reliever last year who just recently got announced as opening day starter for the Sox.
I've got my notepad with me. I'm taking notes
right
now.
So we don't want to be caught flat-footed on that one. And, of course, we are ready for the fan favorite.
Mike Clevinger has just pitched a perfect game. Keep it here for details of this historic Chicago sports moment.
Historic.
But don't we do a no-hitter and a perfect game?
Yes, we have them both.
You never know.
We do. Exactly. That's exactly right.
We learned long ago that, you know, we used to just pick, like, the most likely people to throw a no-hitter or a perfect game, and then it was like, we got to get everybody.
Well, it's funny because now with baseball, it's becoming less and less likely, I feel like. You know what I mean? The way, you know, bullpen usage and openers and things like that. I feel it's making me sad to think that this could go by the wayside here, in, like, within the next 5 years or so. But let's get, you know, Mitch mode. When a pitcher is, what is it, three innings, Mitch? When do you start calling the control room? When do you start calling Russ and Ryan Porth and to say, you know what, let's be ready? What does Mitch mode mean to you? And I'll tell you what it means to Russ and I.
Well, I've been told it's called the Mitch jinx.
Okay.
And I'd say by the, after five and a half or six, I start texting Russ and Ryan. It's a simple, are we ready? And then I will text if it's a home game. One of the best remote engineers in the country for sports, Paul Zerang, who I also worked with his great late brother, Mark Zerang. And again, it will just say, are we ready? And that will give me a peace of mind. What usually happens, within a batter or two, a hit will be, you know, made and everything is done. But that's my own crazy mind saying, are we ready? Meaning production is ready. Zerang at home has a wireless mic ready at Cubs. Zach is ready to go on the field. And that's my craziness.
Yeah, I think we all, at that point, begin rooting against the no-hitter to happen. You know, I just, which is how I always sort of felt, because I used to, you know, board op and produce White Sox baseball when we had them on the station here, and until Burley's perfect game. And then you get to experience something as cool as that. It's like, this is history right here. This is baseball history, been around like 200 years, and there's only been like, you know, a dozen or so of these perfect games. So it's actually a really cool experience when you can go perfect. You know,
the Burley one was special.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you say that was like our first one that we had?
Well, what came first, that one or the midweek one versus the Rangers, right, Tanny?
No-hitter was first.
Yeah, that was first. And then the perfecto on a Thursday afternoon against Tampa?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. People going crazy here at USL.
They are, yeah.
And that was you, Herb, and Joe O?
Yes, yes. So that was just one of these days that you just never forget here at the station. Just a really cool thing to, you know, it was the first big baseball, you know, historic day that we had, because we had the blackout game and we had Tommy hitting his 500th, which we'll talk a little bit about that stuff later. But that, this was our first big historical day having play-by-play for baseball, I think.
Wouldn't you agree? Right. Yeah, that was incredible. It was an afternoon game. Mm-hmm. You were here in studio. And did you do production as the game was happening?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Like back then, we didn't have that stuff ready, and we were just like flying by the seats of our pants, and we knocked it out. We had it ready, and you know, when it happened, it was pretty special.
Yep. And the Dwayne Wise catch, we thought, there it goes.
I can still hear Farmio. Yeah. You know, Farmio was like on fire that day.
I just remember when that ball was hitting the air, you know, I could see Joe Ostrowski from the other studio. We were watching each other as this was unfolding, and we could hear the air feed, obviously, before you see it on TV. And when that crack of the bat happens and you hear the crowd just sort of dip, like, oh no, it's over. And then to see him make that catch, Joe and I just look at each other like, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah, and I think I'm safe to say we're all White Sox fans, so it was extra special for us to see.
Absolutely. But you know, these days, no hitters, perfect games, they're great and all, but hot stove and trade deadline, those are also big days for us here at the station. We've got to be ready for everything. As you heard, you know, the Cubs were in the mix this season with a free agent target.
Breaking Cubs news. Star third baseman Alex Bregman signs with the Cubs. Keep it on the score as we continue to discuss all the details of this huge move.
Obviously never happened, but we've got to be ready, right? So I just want to go rapid fire throughout the year some of the biggest names on the north side and south side linked to our teams in town. Things that never happened.
Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs make a blockbuster trade with the Tigers for Justin Verlander. We've got all the details, so keep it here.
Hard to imagine what that team would have looked like going, you know, 2017 and beyond with an ace like Justin Verlander. But alas, it never happened. Let's see what else we have here.
Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs make a blockbuster deal, sending Ian Happ and Albert Almora Jr. to the Mets for pitcher Jacob DeGrom.
Mitch, I would have hate to lose Ian Happ on our station.
Yeah, we have to be ready for it. You know, when rumors happen, you know, we're on it, and, you know, we'll send Russ the names. But that was definitely, you know, an odd one, because Ian is a great friend of the station.
Notice it was very specific on who was traded and who they got.
Well, Mitch does have his people. You know, you can't be on top of everything running sources. A station. Yeah, you've got your sources, and I know you won't reveal them. But, yeah, Mitch, you know, you talked with people around the leagues, and they'll kind of give you a little tip, right? And what could be going down. That's how this starts.
Yeah, once in a while you'll get that, like, hey, they're close, or they're talking, and, you know, there's always a preface. This
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This might happen. I'll tell Russ or you or others here. So, yeah, that happens definitely once in a while. And I always like, if it doesn't happen, my source once in a while, I'll send them the audio and they'll just crack up. Why would you do that? Well, you got to be ready.
Yeah. And a shout out to Ryan Porth. Mm-hmm. He is kind of one of my go-to guys. You know, he has his, you know, finger on the pulse of mm-hmm. what's going on or what could happen. And he'll be like, okay, this is our list.
Absolutely. Here's one that, as a Sox fan, I wish would have happened on the north side.
Breaking Cubs news. Big Game James is now a Cub. That's right. The Cubs acquired James Shields in a huge free agent move.
See, now, as a Sox fan, you know, the Sox end up acquiring James Shields, I believe, the season after we recorded that bump. And, of course, they trade away Fernando Tatis, one of the great players in the game, and the rest is history. There was another big free agent target, and this was, you know, Shohei Ohtani was not a household name, believe it or not, at one point. But when he first was open to signing with a team in the States, we were ready for each side of town.
Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs make a huge move and sign Japanese superstar Shohei Ohtani. We've got all the details, so keep it here.
And I'll ask you this question a few times here, Mitch, as we talk about some of these biggest names in sports. But, you know, I know there was a little bit of a recruitment for Shohei two off seasons ago. But what do you think that would have done for our brand and the Cubs radio network had they landed someone like Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah, incredible from all kinds of assets, you know, from the business aspect, obviously, from, you know, advertisers advertising in Cubs, and then what we call a halo effect where, you know, it would bring an audience into the radio station and business into the radio station. And obviously for the Cubs, too, winning on the field, obviously, it would have helped. And I had somebody inside the organization, a lot of organizations did this, not just the Cubs. They put together a big proposal and almost like a recruiting packet. And, hey, would you guys be interested with an interpreter doing a weekly show and things? So that's why I knew this was real. But again, not just the Cubs, a number of major league teams put together this recruiting proposal. So that's why we wanted to be on top of it with him.
And we were. We were on top of it both sides of town.
Breaking White Sox news. The Sox make a huge move and sign Japanese superstar Shohei Ohtani. We've got all the details, so keep it here.
Look, we're not going to be in an Ohtani race. I'll tell you that right now.
We should have listened to the chairman before recording those bumps.
It was a waste of time.
Back to the White Sox. You know, the 2019 offseason was a big one. Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, of course, we were ready.
Breaking White Sox news. The Sox have shocked the sports world, signing free agent superstar Manny Machado. For more on this huge move by the Sox, keep it on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That was personally a devastating day as a White Sox fan. I'm sure we all, you know, I covered Sox Fest for the station that year, and just you could just feel the energy in the room at the Hilton there. Everyone thought it was inevitable, and it went down to the wire, but apparently just, you know, not a good enough deal for Manny Machado, who's still a Padre. But of course, the White Sox could have easily pivoted because there was another superstar on the market that offseason.
Breaking White Sox news. The Sox have shocked the sports world, signing free agent superstar Bryce Harper. For more on this huge move by the Sox, keep it on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Now, we had got word, and there was actually a picture, so not just us, that he was at the United Center where they were making this big pitch. So we felt pretty good that this could happen. So we were ahead of the game on this with Bryce Harper potentially going to the White Sox.
And this was talked about just recently. You know, a couple years went by and you didn't hear much about it. And as a Sox fan, I didn't think their pitch was that serious, other than, you know, what the typical, like what you just mentioned, having the name at the, on the UC. But Bryce Harper talked about how much he enjoyed his time meeting with the White Sox.
When I was meeting with Chicago, I loved the meeting. Like, Jim Tomei was in there, like he's sitting there talking to me, and I'm like, dude, this is sick. It's Jim Tomei. Like, I had a great meeting with them. I remember talking to them, and I remember talking to Scott, like, man, that was a great meeting. I really enjoyed that a lot. And that was my first meeting I had. And so we didn't get an offer from them until later on.
So just pretty crazy to think about how that works out with the young core with the White Sox at that time. Almost devastating to think about what that would have done, because Bryce Harper's still an all-world player for the Phillies.
I feel like we also prepared for the incredible chance that we got both guys.
Breaking White Sox news. The White Sox have just stunned the sports world, signing both Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. Keep listening as we continue to analyze this mega move by the Southsiders.
Sometimes these things do happen, and we are ready, and they're huge days in the station's history. I go back November 2nd, 2014, the Cubs on their ascent.
Breaking Cubs news. Joe Maddon, former manager of the Rays, has just replaced Rick Renteria as the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. Keep it here for all the details on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Your memories of the Joe Maddon era here. I was producing the afternoon show that day, and there were some callers who said, I don't want him, you know, but obviously Cubs win the World Series. Your thoughts on the Joe Maddon tenure here, either with the Score, your interactions, or just observing from afar?
I thought he was great. I thought it was so good. He was great for the Cubs, great for media. He was a friend of the station. He was on once a week with Lawrence and other shows, and he was so, so media friendly. You know, we had him in the station once a season. He did an event with listeners. He and Coom were great friends, and Pat. And then, you know, the World Series year was incredible. So in Arizona, he was manager of the Angels. Like, the Thursday before COVID, you know, hit the world, I was fortunate to have dinner with him, Coomer, and Bruce Levine. And just to hear some great stories, you know, by Joe was just incredible. And then the next day, you know, the world kind of, you know, stopped due to COVID. But I thought he was a great friend of the station and just terrific. And we started hearing things like Theo and Jed are in Florida at some RV camp having a bottle of red wine with Joe. And then things started picking up with us.
The Cousin Eddie RV, famously.
Right, right.
So that really brought a lot of stability to the Cubs and their rebuild. And, you know, over the years, the Sox have not had much stability, as you can hear by one of the bumps that we had voiced.
Breaking White Sox news. Jim Tomei will be the new White Sox manager. Keep it on the Score for all the details surrounding the critical move that will shape the future of the White Sox.
Critical. Now, I can't think of a guy who I would not want Jim Tomei to be the White Sox manager. Let me just say that for his sake, because he's like the nicest guy in the world. And especially when we recorded that bump, you know, in the midst of a rebuild, I don't know if I'd want Jim Tomei to be in charge of all that for Jim's sake.
Makes for a great bump, though.
It really does. Obviously, Tony La Russa, when he got hired, that was a big day in our station's history. We all sort of thought it was going to be AJ Hinch, so we were ready for that.
Breaking White Sox news. The Sox have named A.J. Hinch as their new manager. Keep it on the score for all the details surrounding this huge move by the Sox.
And if you remember, there was a press release, a Photoshop press release, welcoming Tony La Russa as new White Sox manager. And one of the graphics they had, what was supposed to be a signature from Tony La Russa, just an aesthetic touch, but it was A.J. Hinch's actual signature. And a few people caught that. A few Twitter tipsters caught that at the time. And A.J. Hinch even talked about sort of that years later.
I never got paid for that, by the way, either. I never got paid for that, so I don't know that I was an official employee at that time.
A.J. Hinch obviously still with the Tigers, doing a tremendous job, and the White Sox still looking for their their manager to lead the next rebuild. Ozzie Guillen. Now, this is someone who's been a contributor for many years, World Series winning manager, and every time there's a cycle with the White Sox, we are ready for Ozzie to hopefully step in, aren't we, Mitch?
Absolutely. Good friend of the station, and, you know, we've had him coming back to the White Sox probably five or six times.
So here's one of the scenarios that we had. Ozzie.
Breaking White Sox news. Ozzie's back. That's right. Ozzie Guillen returns as the new White Sox manager. We've got all the details.
And it's like over the years, we keep hoping this will happen.
Breaking news. The White Sox have fired Pedro Grifol. Ozzie Guillen has been named interim manager.
It's a great feeling. This is the best fans I ever see in the street today in Chicago. I love you.
For all the latest on this big move by the White Sox, keep it locked on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I think I produced that one when Russ was on vacation during the...
nice work.
Thank you. There was another thing here for the Sox that I don't know why we were ready for this, but it's just funny to me hearing it every time.
Breaking White Sox news. Fan favorite Paul Konerko has been traded. Keep it here for all the details. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I don't know why fan favorite just gets me every time. After he gives Jerry Reinsdorf the ball at the 05 yes. parade, I just don't think that would ever have happened. But I'd like to think that we were ready for it no matter what. So, but, you know, Mitch, getting back to you being here 20 years, you know, you come from ESPN 1000 and you bring the White Sox with you, who had just won a World Series. And walk us through that process and what that was like, you know, because this was our first play-by-play that we had on the Score, and it was a world champion White Sox. What went into all that? Take us behind the scenes on bringing the Sox to the Score.
Yeah, so this was an interesting case study. So I didn't bring the Sox here. You know, the company CBS Radio did.
Oh, come on.
And their checkbook. But I got here in February of 05. The White Sox, we met with the White Sox executives in April of 05. Their rights agreement was up with WMVP after the 05 season. So myself and Rod Zimmerman and Paul Agassi, we met with the White Sox executives in April, because usually, you know, it's a season out that you start negotiating a rights agreement. So in April, there were no expectations that the White Sox might be contenders or even win the division. And we negotiated a deal starting in the 2006 season. So we negotiate, we get a deal done. I think we made the announcement like in May or June that the Score is going to be the new home for the White Sox for the next season. As the season develops, they're playing pretty well. They, you know, get into the playoffs. Remember at the end of the season, they started losing some games. And so what's going to happen? Then they breeze right through the playoffs. Didn't they only lose one game, Tanny, in the playoffs? And my thought was, hey, we better show off to everybody that as soon as that last pitch is out in Houston, we're the new home of the World Series champion White Sox. And Russ didn't lose a beat. Within 1 second, boom, that legal ID hit.
You're listening to Chicago Sports Radio Baseball Station. And coming soon, we'll be the new home for the 2006 Chicago White Sox.
So the Sox, you know, their history on the Score. We had a playoff series. We had the blackout game. We mentioned Burley earlier. A lot of great moments, but ultimately they're never able to seal the deal on our air. And it's beginning to think like, oh, it would never happen. But then we're able to get the Cubs. Mitch, walk us through that process, how we acquired the Cubs to be on the Score.
Yeah, so the Cubs were at GN for 90-plus years, GN Radio. And then the Cubs made a decision to come to CBS Radio, led by Rod Zimmerman. The Cubs had a placeholder on WBBM for one season, 2015. It kind of coincided with the White Sox on the Score until the 2015 season. So timing-wise, it worked out great. And the first season the Cubs were on the score was 2016. I like to say we'd rather be lucky than good. And look what happened in 2016. The first year the Cubs aired on the score, something special happened in Cleveland early one morning. People forget that it was after midnight. So early one morning in Cleveland, they won the World Series.
Absolutely. And Russ, you know, we're Sox fans, as we mentioned, but I can tell you, I'm sure you would agree, that covering that team on our air and all the playoff series that year and just the excitement around the city and that team that year, it's something that I'll never forget working in this business. I'm sure you would agree.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I mean, we had like the hottest team in baseball and the hottest story in sports, the Cubs. And it was, you know, here, how many years was it, you know, at the time?
1908, right?
Yeah, yep. It was a historic moment. And for us to be in on it in our first year of having them.
Yeah.
And even like in 2015, they did really good that year.
Right.
So we anticipated it was going to be an awesome year.
But you never know.
Absolutely. Right. So right. Then it all culminates November 3rd, 2016. And of course they win. Mitch, you were there in Cleveland for game 7. But, you know, we were ready in case things did not shake out the Cubs' way.
Cubs fall to the Indians in the World Series. The dream of a world championship will have to wait until next year. It's an old familiar refrain. Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9, they were so close. But hey, what a season it's been.
The Cubs fall to the Indians in the World Series. The dream of a world championship will have to wait till next season and the season after that. But this team is built for success. Sustainable success at that. Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 1.
Cubs lose.
Well, that happened. A tremendous season and another bite at the apple next year. That has to be the goal and keep the long view. It's Matt Spiegel here from the Spiegel and Goff Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1. They were so close. What a season it's been. We're recapping the series, looking ahead to what the offseason will hold for the Cubs on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the National League champion Chicago Cubs.
Now, it's funny to think about, especially Spiegs there at the end. I don't think he makes that plane. Spiegs famously on the flight with the trophy coming back from Cleveland. I don't think he's on that flight if they lose that game, Mitch.
Totally agree. And I was with him not on the plane, but leading up to it. That was incredible to witness that. And just also our entire team, all of our on-air hosts, all the producers, our engineers, you know, Dave Miska engineered the broadcast. Mark Grody was our pre- and post-game host. You know, Pat and Ron, Len Casper, because there's no local television in the playoffs, Len jumped in and did the fifth and was part of our on-field live reporting. Just a team effort.
Yeah, it was like a dream team of people.
Remember, we had a conference call. This is one quick story. We had a conference call the day of Game 7, and we looked at the forecast. It didn't look bad. And Len goes, let's get an umbrella, you know, for the heck of it. What if it starts raining in the post game and I have a wireless mic? And we all kind of looked at each other. Who needs an umbrella? And I remember Miska, I gave the credit card. I go, Dave, would you mind going and getting an umbrella? No problem. You know, anything for a free sandwich for Miska in a good way. He went and got an umbrella and, you know, Casper used it for the post game. But it was incredible team effort by everybody.
Coming up, we all know which team in town runs our
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Our city and our station. I'm talking, of course, about the Chicago Bears. And when we come back, you'll hear some of the craziest scenarios for GMs, head coaches, and Super Bowl victories. That's all coming up next on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We're back with more of Score Breaking News Bloopers on 670 The Score and Odyssey Sports Station.
Welcome back to Score Breaking News Bloopers, a history of some of the biggest days in Chicago sports that never happened. I'm Chris Tannehill of the Spiegel & Holmes Show, and with me is Mitch Rosen and Russ Matera. Mitch, explain to our listeners why the Bears are such a driving force in our town and how important are they to our station.
Yeah, Bears are the most important team content-wise, interaction-wise, opinions, guest-wise. A quick philosophy. People, you know, people that I interact with are strangers. You know, if the Bears are having a bad season, they'll say, oh, man, that must really hurt you guys, you know, ratings and things like that. And I say quite the opposite. Quick philosophy. If the Bears are really bad, good for listenership. If the Bears are really good, good for listenership. If the Bears are 500, mediocre. So Bears drive, you know, that's why we do Bears almost, you know, all year. That's why the NFL, it's a year-round sport. The draft, the combine, you know, all season long. So Bears, 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 Bears.
Yeah, and while the Cubs and Sox divide the town, the Bears bring everybody in.
Yes. We're coming up on one of your favorite times of the year, Russ, the NFL draft season. Walk us through all the preparation that goes into getting ready to just nail whoever the Bears take with their first round selection.
Yeah, and some years, if the Bears are good, I can't remember when that was last, but I know that when they're good, the draft isn't as important because you're not getting that high pick. And the last 2 years, the draft has been really important, and we did a lot of programming around the draft. Didn't we have like a special like draft like remote last year live from Detroit? Yeah. And this year, you know, we are yet to come up with our list of possibilities, but we'll probably have a good half dozen players figured out who they might pick at in their number one or their first round.
Did we even have imaging for anyone else other than Caleb last year? I don't recall ever seeing that.
Did we have him traded, Russ? Don't we always have the Bears have traded the number one pick?
I don't think we did that. We may have. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I don't remember. I think we were so set on Caleb that we were ready to go. The Roma Dunze, that one, yeah, I think we had that as well. And we did have a combo. Like they got both of them. So we were actually ready for that. So
on it. So, of course, there's so many players over the years who the Bears don't end up drafting. This is just one of the funny ones.
The Bears have selected Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, safety from Alabama, as their first pick in the 2014 NFL Draft.
Now, of course, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix does eventually become a Bear, you know, years later, but I just think it's funny to hear Paul Turner say, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
Classic.
And, of course, you know, NFL's all year long we're talking about the Bears, so we are ready for any scenario.
breaking news. The Bears declined to pick up Mitch Trubisky's fifth-year option, making this his last year under contract.
Throwing, and it's intercepted on the overthrow. The third interception today of Mitch Trubisky.
Keep it right here as we examine what this means for Mitch's future with the Bears.
It means it's over. but we are ready for every possible scenario, and I love that it turns into a celebratory mood with the bear down and everything. That's how you know it's big, when it's bear down. Let's fly through some of these other scenarios we have involving our Chicago Bears.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have named their new head coach. It's Frank Reich. Breaking Bears news. The Bears have named their new head coach. It's Josh McDaniels. Breaking Bears news. The Bears have named their new head coach. It's John Morton. Breaking Bears news. The Bears have named their new head coach. It's Jim Harbaugh. Breaking Bears news. The Bears have named their new head coach. It's Matt Nagy. Keep listening for all the details on the Bears' new coach.
So that, of course, from the 2018 head coaching cycle, but this happens seemingly every two or three years with the Bears.
I need a whole nother hard drive just to hold on to all the head coach possibilities.
Exactly. Let's see what else we got from the Chicago Bears.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears trade for quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. Will this move solve the Bears quarterback problem, or will it spell the end of the Nagy Pace era? Keep listening for all the details of this big move by the Bears.
Jimmy G, obviously being a local guy, I think Mitch really wanted this to happen. Having a local guy as quarterback for the Bears, we were low-key rooting for that, especially at the time.
You know, the best is Russ, his editorial, Jimmy G, will this solve their problems? That's the best. The line that comes after the name.
What was the one, Mr. Pouty Pants? What did I do for Cutler?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Mr. Pouty Pants.
Mr.
Yeah.
Pouty Pants.
Mr. Pouty Pants.
And, of course, let's another quarterback. Bears were always looking for their quarterback.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears signed quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Keep it right here for more details of this huge story on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Yeah, we'll move on from that one. But Colin Kaepernick's former coach, I selfishly really wanted this one to happen.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have named their new head coach, Jim Tomsula. Keep listening for all the details on the Bears' new coach.
You and me talking. Just give me a name that you think would be good as an offensive coordinator. What if I throw a name out there? Mark Trussman. It's someone you might know, right? That's maybe the best you can give me.
Jim Tomsula, just a fountain of content. We made fun of him for many years on the afternoon show. And there's just so many things like this. I don't even remember. I think it's just fans were always looking for change, especially up top in ownership, GM. So we had a series of these produced one season.
Breaking Bears news. In a shocking Chicago sports move, the Bears hire Theo Epstein as their new team president. Keep listening for all the details right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I think you overworked Paul Turner there. He sounded a little hoarse.
He was losing his voice.
Well, there's so many changes all the time. Of course, how could he not? We had some other ones, too.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have named their new head coach, former President Barack Obama. Keep listening for all the details on the Bears' new coach.
I don't know where that came from. I think sometimes he's become so meta that we're just doing things just for the joke. But the point is, we're ready.
Yes, always ready.
And we're ready for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have gone old school and hired Mike Ditka as their new head coach. He'll be bringing fire, passion, and Ditka orange back to the blue and orange of the Bears. Way to go, McCaskies. Do not tune out. We'll be discussing all the details of this major move.
Major move. We're going to salute major move. And also, sometimes these things become so self-aware, and they're leaning into all the way to goes and all that stuff. But one final one here, which is really, there's an interesting wrinkle here on the back end, but this is during 2020 COVID. Boy, this would have carried us a long way had this happened.
Breaking Bears news. Tom Brady signs with the Bears. For more details on this huge story and what it means for the future of Mitch Trubisky as Bears starting quarterback.
It means he's gone, big voice guy. do you guys remember anything about that process, or was just kind of like, hey, he's a free agent, let's just be ready just in case?
I think he was a free agent, but the truth is, it came out like during last NFL season, Brady, I don't know if he was close, but didn't he say he was impressed with the Bears?
Yes, he said this on the broadcast.
Yeah.
So I brought these. I saw them at the house, and I said, I'm bringing these to show KB. And there was a lot of reasons to choose Tampa, and I made about 18 criteria why. And there was things all the way from the salary, obviously, to the weather, to the facilities, to the how great the players were. And ultimately, Chicago was a team, and I've never told that story before. They were very stealth in their recruitment. I was seriously considering them. But in the end, it came down to Tampa, and it was close to my son, Jack. I love Bruce Arians and the role that he played in offense, and ultimately the great players like Mike Evans and Chris Godwin that I'm still out there watching today.
The Bears are a really good team in 2020. You know, it's hard to imagine what that have even looked like. And of course, you know, Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl with Tampa, but alas, it does not happen. And, you know, Super Bowls, it's something that we haven't gotten to experience here, really. And, you know, you think about these big playoff games, and I go back to the double doink game.
And here it comes down one more time to a kicker after all the battle that's been waged out here tonight.
As it so often does. 43-yard attempt from the right hash mark. And, oh, he hits the upright again. That's impossible. Bottom line, it doesn't go through. Upright, it looks like it bounced off the crossbar as well.
Oh, my goodness. The Bears' season's going to end on a double doink.
So what if that double doinks the other way and it goes in? I remember that night just being a really heavy night on the post-game show. It was, of course, electric because we don't get to see playoff games too often. We don't get to recap those games too often. But I'm just curious, you know, as a Bears fan, I think if the Bears win that double doink game, I think the sky's the limit. I think they ride the wave of their defense and the luck they get from winning that game. And I think, you know, maybe they even get to the Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl that year was, you know, a defensive battle between the Patriots and the Rams that year. I think it was 13-9 final score. So I think there was a path for the Bears to win the Super Bowl that year. So it was a devastating game. What do you guys think? And Mitch, like, if the Bears win that game, like, are plans already in place to send shows to the Super Bowl host city that year? What's going through your mind with a game like that?
Yeah, so the rule of thumb with us is if the Bear, you know, we send shows to the Super Bowl site if the Bears go. The NFL leaves room. It's called Media Row now. It used to be called Radio Row. So they leave room for the cities that the teams are coming in from. So if the Bears would have went, yeah, we would have probably sent a couple shows and done shows from Media Row, and it would have been huge. So we start planning. They win that game, then we don't go into the red zone. We probably go into the yellow zone and start planning some airfares, some hotels, just in case. And now they're only two games away from heading to the Super Bowl. So that was really key. And for the double doink. And then it even carried to the next day or 2 days later when the kicker Cody Parkey went on the Today Show and it was all lovey-dovey. That just continued the news cycle for us in a great score way also.
Absolutely. So we were ready. Had the Bears won that game, this is what it would have sounded like the next day on the score.
One down, three to go. The Bears knock off the Eagles and advance to round two. Danny Mack here from the McNeil and Parkin Show.
They did it. Off to L.A. The Bears beat the Super Bowl champion Eagles and make it to the divisional round to take on the Rams. Hey, it's David Haw from the Mullion Haw Show.
The Bears beat the Super Bowl champion Eagles and make it to the divisional round to take on the Rams. Connor McKnight here from the Bernstein and McKnight Show.
Well, they did it. The Bears beat the Super Bowl champion Eagles and make it to the divisional round to take on the Rams. Lawrence Holmes here, night 6-10.
They did it. The Bears beat the champs. The Eagles go down and the Bears make it to the divisional round of the playoffs and they face the Rams. Danny Parkins here from the Mac and Parkins Show, afternoons 1-6. Keep it here. We recap the big win and look ahead to the huge upcoming divisional matchup in LA with the Rams. We're talking playoffs.
Ah, if only. But we did, you know, we were the rights holder. BBM was for the Bears for many years. And, you know, obviously they did get to the Super Bowl back in 2007, the 2006 season. And what was that like? Because I was barely in the business. I was just an intern up the dial a little bit. But what was the excitement in this town like, you know, especially as, you know, the Bears being our partner that season?
It was incredible. Russ, I don't know if you remember, we sent 18 people to Miami, including Doug Buffone and all of our shows and producers. And it was just incredible. We broadcasted from, at the time, Radio Row, and just people coming in and out. The content was great. Zach and Lawrence were reporting. One took the Bears. I think Zach took the Bears, and Lawrence took the Colts from a reporter's standpoint. And it was, I mean, just incredible.
Yeah, I still, too, remember being at home and watching the Hester run back to start the game. And I'm like, they're actually going to do it. I hope I have the production ready.
Yeah, parade planning, Tanny. It was really incredible.
Well, we did have production ready, but this is leading up to the Super Bowl. This is what it sounded like, courtesy of Jonathan Cook.
This Super Bowl Sunday, the Chicago Bears take on the Indianapolis Colts in what is now, undeniably, the biggest matchup for the Chicago Bears since Super Bowl 20. It doesn't get any bigger than this. And we're covering all the stories, all the controversies, and taking your calls.
I got to tell, defense beats offense. Every time I hear about these ticket prices they're charging to go to the Super Bowl, it chucks me out of my mind. Grossman has to do exactly what he did, right? He has to play good enough so he don't give the game away.
You're listening to the official station for fans of the Super Bowl-bound Chicago Bears. 670 The Score.
So that's before the game, leading up to the game. That's what you hear on our air. But if they win the game, what does it sound like? I had never heard this until just a couple days ago when we were gathering the stuff for this, but this one even stings a little bit today.
Chicago Bears, we are who you thought we were.
Congratulations to Rex Grossman, Brian Urlacher, and the rest of the Chicago Bears for beating Peyton Manning and the Colts in Super Bowl 41. From all of us at the official station for fans of the Super Bowl champion Bears, WSCR 670 The Score.
I don't even know what we would do, Mitch, if the Bears won the Super Bowl. Like, you know, the Cubs being the closest thing, like that day doing shows that the day after was amazing. I just have no idea where we would go from there if it actually happened.
It would be nonstop. We'd have people on the street. We would, you know, we would go 24/7. It would just be incredible. You think about our experts. We're fortunate to have people like Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley and a great journalist and our staff. And it would just be incredible.
Coming up after a quick timeout, we'll take a look back at a night that changed the history of not only Chicago sports, but the sports media landscape as well. Plus, the breaking news event that never happened that changed the score forever. That's next on Score Breaking News Bloopers on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're back with more of Score Breaking News Bloopers on 670 The Score and Odyssey Sports Station.
Welcome back to Score Breaking News Bloopers, a history of some of the biggest days in Chicago sports that never happened. I'm Chris Tannehill of the Spiegel & Holmes Show, and with me is Mitch Rosen and Russ Matera. All right, so let's go back to another historical night for all the wrong reasons. Back July 28th, 2010. Now, this was the night that LeBron James sat down with Jim Gray at the Boys and Girls Club in Cleveland to announce the decision. Mitch, what do you remember about our coverage that evening?
Yeah, I'm trying to think who we had on the air. Did we have a baseball game on the air, Russ? I don't know if we had the Sox on the air or not. But we definitely were live.
We were at the Berto Center, I believe. You know, it's funny. I'm asking you.
Yeah.
I was producing that evening, and I don't remember who was on the air, but it was an all-hands-on-deck scenario. I'm pretty sure Lawrence was on from Berto, and, you know, we had Grobber on after, and everyone was on standby. Schuster, like, it was a station-wide event, and, of course, this is what it sounded like that evening.
We've seen teams clear out all kinds of cap space. We have seen cartoons made about you and for you in part of their pitch. President Obama, for crying out loud, 7 times has commented that he'd like to see you go to Chicago. You still a nail biter?
I have a little bit, not of late.
Well, you've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing. The answer to the question everybody wants to know. LeBron, what's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat. That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
Just an amazing night, an electric night, you know, because especially on Twitter, social media was on fire that night. You see conflicting reports like, oh, LeBron could be a Bull. What would that have done to our brand? Granted, we didn't have the Bulls then, but maybe he'd still be here as we're at the home of the Bulls currently. What would that have done to have a worldwide superstar like LeBron, you know, a member of the Chicago Bulls?
Yeah, similar to like we talked about Ohtani earlier in the show. I mean, just incredible. Even though we did not have the rights, but bringing somebody of his magnitude to the city. I mean, Jordan-esque. I you know, I'm a firm believer. Nobody will ever be Michael Jordan, but I think LeBron comes close to it. And from a content, a business standpoint, it would have been incredible. And leading up to that night, I think every team probably thought they had a great meeting with him. I heard the Bulls had a great meeting with him, and that it was, you know, it was open to really anybody. So we were all on pins and needles, and he chose to go to Miami.
And of course, we were ready.
LeBron is now a Chicago Bull. For more on the biggest free agent signing in Chicago history, keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It goes to show you the magnitude of what kind of event this would have been, because we had several.
The Score in Chicago put out a royal welcome to King James. Yep, LeBron is now a Bull. Keep it here as we continue to bring you more on this historic acquisition by the Bulls. Chicago wins out. LeBron James is now a Bull. No one will cover this mega Chicago sports story like us.
And it goes on like this.
LeBron is now a Chicago Bull. Is it too early for dynasty talk? Nah.
That's my favorite one. Of course. So it doesn't happen. The Bulls, you know, competitive there, but LeBron goes on to win two titles with the Miami Heat and another one with the Cleveland Cavs and then another one with the Lakers. So
yeah, you could see how big that one could have been, because that's one where Mitch said, I need more than just one or two.
Yeah.
Give me a handful of them.
Is that your inside word when I say give me more than one or two?
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Let's see. This is important. Yeah.
A handful. Of course, the Bulls did end up getting one big-time free agent, albeit just for a day.
Breaking Bulls news. Carmelo Anthony is now a Chicago Bull.
And that's like a bit of Bulls trivia. They make a deal with the Houston Rockets. They take on the Carmelo Anthony's salary. He's technically a Bull, but then they release him right after. So at least that one did come to fruition, sort of. We never got to play it on air, but we have that.
We were ready.
Bulls legend, Carmelo Anthony. Right. No doubt about it. That's for sure. Some other things we have here that just make me laugh. The 2016 Olympic bid, Mitch. This is something that we've kind of alluded to throughout the course of this whole show here, this big event. I teased it. This was sort of where the whole concept of having fun with this production and the imaging really took off. Jason Goff on the afternoon show at that point, after the failed Olympic bid, they started running with the bump. What do you remember about Chicago's bid? This had to have been, what, 2009 to host the Olympics in 2016?
Yeah, this again, people on the inside were thinking, Chicago's a lock, like, Russ and I have a mutual friend, Kerry Pinkowski, who oversees the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. He was on the committee because obviously that's what they do. Logistically, they get the city ready for the marathon. So he was in there. Now, by no means did Kerry say, oh, yeah, it's done, because people vote on that, right? So I remember the day, Russi, wasn't it a Friday? We were all here and we were listening and watching whatever feed from the Olympics. And I don't think we understood, however they presented it, you know, how whoever got the city, and I think everyone was in Copenhagen where they decided, and the person comes on, he starts talking, we're looking at each other, wait, does that mean they got it, they didn't? And we're looking at each other, obviously they didn't, but Tanny, the production on this will live forever because we had no clue if Chicago was getting the Olympics or they didn't get the Olympics.
We even had this incorporated in a lot of our 30-year anniversary imaging because it was such a big moment on our station that ultimately never happened.
Congratulations, Chicago. You are now the official host city of the 2016 Olympic Games. Way to go, Mayor Daley.
Chicago.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
What I love about that particularly is, like, that started the trend of saying way to go on our bumps. And I don't know if you, Russ and Mitch, you guys started leaning into it, but we have several examples of this.
Way to go, Mayor Daley. Way to go, Ryan Pace. Way to go, McCaskies.
I love that. Whenever you hear a way to go, it's a big day in our business.
Oh, man.
But yeah, they just had so much fun with that, and it became a defining moment for that show and our station at the time, and we really leaned into that. But does our programming change much, Mitch, if we get the Olympics in 2016?
No.
Could you imagine that, like, you know, in that year of all years?
No, I think we felt it was just going to be great for the city, right? So many jobs, and from a, you know, just that there would be such a great buzz in the city, and it's the Olympics, and we were going, wow, this is great. And again, behind the scenes, when the person was talking to announce what city, we still didn't understand. In the city of Chicago. And we're like, what? Does that mean they're coming? Do you remember that, Russ?
It was such a letdown.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the verbiage they used was like, and Chicago's not considered. Anyway, it was like they moved on so fast, and we're like, okay, we're ready.
Yeah. Did we play these bumps that day, or did we feel
they were
fresh?
Playing them that day.
Yeah. I think it was Boris and Bernstein, right?
Yeah, they were playing them that day.
Yeah, we could always go and see what production we had, like in Russ's promo tab, and Jason Goff went in there and started playing them. So we're going to finish the show off here with some of my favorite ones. Some of these, I think, are just like done for programming, done with me and the show in mind, because these are just absurd and funny and weird and just things that never quite happened.
Breaking Cubs news. Chris Bryant is officially a disappointment. He's been sent down to Iowa to work on his swing. Not good, Cubs fans. How does this impact your World Series dreams? We're talking about it.
Yeah, and that one was sent to me the day that he made his debut. So I think sometimes these things are done just to make me laugh, and it works, to be honest with you. All right, let's see what else we got. Hosts love having fun doing these bumps when we're recording win-lose scenarios.
Terry Boers here from the Boers of Berenstain Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. The Bears are now preparing for the Browns. Will the defense continue to get gashed? Can the offense keep putting up big numbers? I don't know.
That's Terry channeling his inner Bob and Niles there. Finishing it up here, we got a few. You know, this was one, 2020, the COVID year, was a really unique year in obviously the history of the world, but in our station, and, you know, everything shuts down. Sports shut down, and we're not scrambling. You know, we got a chance to stretch our legs as a station and do a lot of different fun things. I'm actually really proud of a lot of the shows that we did that year, but for like 2 months, sports were shut down until the NHL got back in the mix and they decided they were going to do this Stanley Cup tournament with all these teams, and there was going to be host cities around the league, and the Hawks were involved in it, and this is sort of how we announced that, for all intents and purposes, sports were back up.
The NHL is back, and so are the Chicago Blackhawks. They'll face off in a 5-game play-in series against the Edmonton Oilers. We're here to talk Hawks in this very unique Chicago sports situation.
So we use that as a drop, like, for months after, this very unique Chicago sports situation. But I think, you know, that didn't really, the Hawks in a tournament, they win round one, and then ultimately they lose in the second round, and that becomes effectively the end of that Blackhawks dynasty. But the COVID year was weird. You know, I don't know if you guys remember this one.
I had the virus. I had my own battle with this virus.
Cubs pitching coach Tommy Hottovee joined Mully and Hall exclusively on The Score to talk about his battle with COVID-19.
I want to be able to talk about this and talk about baseball and share my experience, because I shared my journey with the pitchers and with the guys on the team.
Listen to the entire interview on 670thescore.com.
And Tommy Hottovee's still a great friend to the morning show. But yeah, that's when one of those, like, we're just looking for anything to talk about here, anything that's news. And at that point, you know, as someone in Chicago sports, you know, having COVID and sharing the story, that was a big deal. And I'm sure it got a lot of people through a lot of tough times. But let's wrap it up here in a lighter note. This is one of my favorite things that we did. This was, you know, we were so hard-pressed for a quarterback as Bears fans, and on the afternoon show, Danny Parkins had said he would do anything for the Bears to acquire then Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. Now, full disclaimer, we didn't know the things about Deshaun Watson, but Danny was just obsessed with the Bears not drafting him, and then him possibly being a trade target that offseason, that Danny was willing to do anything to acquire him, and he even said he would trade his dog, Omar, in addition to a couple of high draft picks, and so we had the bump made up for Danny trading his dog.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have traded 3 first-round picks, Khalil Mack and Danny Parkins' dog, Omar, for superstar quarterback Deshaun Watson. Not good, dog fans. Keep it here as we continue to cover this breaking news story on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I forget about the dog at the end of that one.
Way to go, Parko.
Yeah, way to go. Not good, dog fans. And we had another version of it that I just had to... I wrote this one, and I was very happy to get my dumb dad joke on this one.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have traded three first-round picks, Khalil Mack and Danny Parkin's dog, Omar, for superstar quarterback Deshaun Watson. Not good, dog fans. Keep it here as we continue to cover this barking news story.
barking news.
Very good, Tanny.
Breaking Bears news. Dave Wonstadt has just been named Bears VP of football operations. And Tony Wise has been named Bears head coach. Keep it here for more details on this mega Chicago sports story.
Just selfishly, you know, Wani's been on the afternoon show for years and years. I don't think Wani would want that, and I for sure would not want Wani to be the coach of the Bears. He's too valuable to us.
No, he's great, and no, I don't think he'd ever do it, but Dave is such a great asset, and we love having fun with him. And I know, Russ, over the years, you've had fun, like people like him and Ozzie, out cues when they record commercials and promos.
Oh, geez, I forgot about that. Yeah, we had the outtake from Wani doing that auto. I can't remember the auto dealership he did, but yeah, that was the .com dot. Famous dot. He read the period as a dot. Yeah, I think I'm going to say .com dot, dot. Right? I think it's just a period, Dave.
.com dot. Do I have to say .com dot?
They have another dot on there?
I might just say .com, huh? Or is this .com dot?
Yeah, no, no.
I think I should say, or...
I think they just got a period on there. Okay. So it's, just .com is fine.
Coach Wonstadt here.
All right, so that about does it here for the Score breaking news bloopers. And this is a lot of fun, guys. Thanks for letting me do this, and thanks for being a part of this. And I want to close with this. You know, we talk about all these, you know, Super Bowls, World Series. Give me a prediction from each of you. The next, let's zoom out. It doesn't have to be immediate. The next 5 years, what's the next big Chicago sports event that you guys are going to have to get together and produce something for? Is it Super Bowl? Is it World Series? What are you guys thinking?
Yeah, I'm going Bears. Okay. I'm thinking maybe a couple playoff appearances and then hopefully a Super Bowl within the next 5 years. I'm thinking, you know, if things go as planned, yeah, 3-4 years from now, maybe.
Yeah, I would agree on Bears. I also think the Cubs are built and are building for the future. I think Council was a great hire. So I think the Cubs go deep in the playoffs within 1 or 2 years. So I'm very optimistic on that. And I think we'll continue to have fun along the way. And I think, listen, I've said it before and I'll say it publicly. You know, Russ is a day one employee here. The success of the Score is not here without Russ Matera and people like you, Tanny. And it's, you know, it's about the on-air people, but it's about the behind-the-scenes people. And this is the kind of fun we have. And the show that you guys produced tonight is just a lot of fun. And hopefully listeners enjoyed it.
Thanks, Mitch. And, of course, we couldn't do it without you. You're the fearless leader.
That about does it for this April Fool's edition of Breaking News Bloopers on the Score. I want to thank all of you for not only listening tonight, but for riding the roller coaster with us over the years and being Score listeners throughout all of our craziness in the Chicago sports landscape. Thank you to Ryan Porth. If you missed part of this broadcast live, you can utilize the rewind function on the free Odyssey app or download the podcast in full on the Odyssey app. Head to our Best of the Score section. You can find our Breaking News Bloopers show. For Russ Matera and Mitch Rosen, I'm Chris Tannehill on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.